Hello?
Ambassador DeBrino.
Right.
There you are.
Hello?
Hello, Kennedy.
Anatole, how are you?
Thank you. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
I called you to... I told you tell you that if there is any way you can get to your allies and make clear to them that now they can, of course, start raving about us, or they can try to make a... They can start raging and use their usual adjectives. And that would be a very unhelpful approach. I'm here with the president, so in the residence. On the other hand, we are willing, if there's any chance at all of a constructive outcome, to meet with them again and to bring this war to a reasonable conclusion. But they cannot tempt us into a military, they cannot force us into a military outcome, or there'd be very serious consequences. I beg your pardon? I said if they try to force a military outcome, there can only be very serious consequences. But I want you to know that if they behave in a reasonable manner, we are prepared to meet them in the spirit which I described to you. And the president has again asked me to say that if your government thought that a meeting in Moscow would speed things up, I remain ready to do that. But, very well.
Well, I sent there, of course, the telegram about this.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they were taken, but they've not already sent, they are taken. I said it's not because now two top men are out of country, but maybe they already took, but I am 100% sure that they were prepared for that.
Sure.
But now, I don't know really, it sounds that even without waiting for their response, which I hope together, I really certainly did hope together to the week, but now it sounds rather for us. This is my first reaction. I have practically, that sending this proposal, then everything is made public. It's complicated. This is my first reaction.
Well, it makes it complicated, but on the other hand, making the proposal public also has the advantage that it commits us and the Saigon government to a certain outcome.
No, I understand. I'm just thinking about it could be made, the other week, in the sense that then you could receive reply on what you offer. The only thing is I'm...
Yes, but our experience in this has just not been good enough. And what they have to understand is that we are very serious, we are prepared to be very generous, and that we would like to proceed in the spirit with which we talk.
Why do you fix the timing right now?
Because we don't want to be in a position where they launch an offensive and we then react to their offensive without having made it clear. And because we will certainly, in case of an offensive, have to take drastic measures.
Well, I will tell them
But we certainly want to proceed in the most conciliatory spirit possible. If you and I can have lunch on Friday, I know you asked, hey, Friday would be good for me.
Yeah. We propose to have Thursday or Friday, so I'm just waiting for what you would prefer.
Well, let's do it Friday over here.
Okay, Friday.
1 o'clock.
Yes. And I will.
But if you could transmit this, and if you found some means of getting it to them before they do something irreparable, it would be helpful.
Well, I don't know whether I was today.
Well, it's up to you.
Tuesday, so it will be on Wednesday. Brexit break.
Yes.
So it will be not before Thursday.
Well, it isn't that, you know, there's anything that...
Yeah, there is nothing really of that kind of circumstances. So I'm a little bit concerned that I can get a reaction from Andrei by tragedy for almost 2 years.
Oh, no, well, that...
Yeah, but in any case, when I will experience it, I will tell you.
But it would be important that they don't breed themselves into a position that would have consequences we'll all regret.
Of course, I'm sure that they will be quite frankly not happy that your personal contact was rather supervision based on the secret. I was almost sure.
But they have given us no choice. They have given us no choice. It's simply not proper, simply not to respond to a serious proposal transmitted through another government and then separately at their own request. Well, that's, you know, Anatole, that's their problem. And we are perfectly willing to have another confidential channel or to do it another channel. But that's entirely up to them. We have kept every secret when there was any prospect of a constructive outcome. Exactly. Well, that is the reason. That is the exact reason.
All right,
Henry. Good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh,
I'll see you on Friday.
I'll see you Friday at 1
on the show.
Good. And the president found our talks on Friday very constructive. Well, that is the problem that occurs when one side tries to impose a military solution.
Right.
If they hadn't done that, we would have had more time.
Is it an indication of your pressure of that kind of tension?
Within the next 2 or 3 weeks, yeah. We don't
want to be when you cut, but I remember that now.
It isn't so much a question of how dangerous it is, it's a question of if there's a major offensive in 2 or 3 weeks, we cannot then respond with a peace proposal. Exactly.
Okay, I will explain you.
Good, Amber.
Okay. Bye-bye. Go on to
Friday. Right.
Goodbye.
Bye.